5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
You hiked from your joint to the creamy.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Which is, I counted them the other day, 52 steps.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
I seriously have forgotten, Rabbits, how many people in the last week and a half, 2 weeks have come up to me and said, no, no, I'm actually being serious. What's wrong with Bill?
Oh,
no, I'm serious.
Oh,
and I go, mate, I don't know. They go, no, there's got to be something wrong with him.
Just normal.
Like the way he's broadcasting is worse than normal.
Taking it to a new level.
Well, what? I don't know.
Yeah,
we're going to use today's show to get to the bottom of exactly what's going on with you.
Very happy. Fitzy and Dave in here, the station manager. Just call me in.
Station manager. Is that what he is?
Yes.
Damien Barrett, not far away, by the way, as we welcome you to a week of the rush hour.
Yes.
We're looking forward to Purple coming in, talking some footy, of course, lots going on there. I see what stories are trending unusual. I don't think we're going to get to that, which is a good thing. And then a real poxy joke to finish. Hello to you, old one eye.
Manamanet.
This is what we're talking about.
What's going on?
Yeah. Jimmy, good to see you. Great to see you on this Monday. Beautiful week ahead. We're not going to talk any footy, any footy that happened yesterday at the MCG.
Are we not going to touch on that?
No, the Cats were poor. And hello to you, Rabsy.
Look at this weather starting to come in, Robbo.
Oh, God, Robbo.
Oh, it's pissing down there.
That's it.
Nathan Brown dominating the corner Sunday afternoon. Rain getting heavier, Robbo.
It's pissing down.
Thank you, Robbo. I thought you might say something along those lines.
Come on, Robbo.
Come on, Robbo.
Hey, Jim, I'm going to leave this to you because what a great win it was by Hideki Mattis.
Right, down to the wire. Who protected that by one? Matsuyama. Japan's first Masters champion.
Yeah, well done. I can't believe he's only 29. Feels to me like he's been around forever, Hideki Matsuyama. He was what they call a phenom. So as a kid, he was a superstar. He's always going to be in the top five golfers
first
in the world.
First Japanese player?
Ever. To win a major, which is nuts, and of course ever to win the coveted green jacket.
Yep.
Well done to the young boys, Alatoris, who looks exactly like the caddy out of
Happy Gilmore.
Well done to him. That's an amazing performance. And of course, our man, the Warrnambool Flyer, just tied fifth.
Mark Leishman,
so
of
well
course.
Well done to Mark Leishman. Beautifully done.
See, the other night he said if he wins, he's going to give free a beer to all the Australian golf courses, Jim.
Yeah.
If he can win it.
That's it. So
which
he didn't win.
No.
But Cam Smith, well done to him too. Another top 10 finish. Very good young player. But that, Bill, that win of Hideki Matsuyama, golf is as much of a religion in Japan.
Oh, imagine.
He will be like the biggest. He'll be like Virat Kohli on steroids in Japan. It's just the nutsest thing. So well done to him.
And did a tough too. He was leading by about four or five, wasn't he? Put one in the drink about the 16th, I think.
He finished like bogey, par, bogey or something. So he was in an ambulance coming home. But well done to him. And what a magnificent tournament, by the way.
Jesus, you just turn it over. You just watch the actual telly, but you watch the golf, but just the surroundings.
The serenity.
The serenity.
Almost.
The surroundings.
Yeah,
just,
that's
it's good to watch, isn't
it?
It
is brilliant. Love it.
It gets you in. I don't know what it... Rory McIlroy. How did Rory McIlroy
hit his old man. that was in the first round.
Actually hit a ball out of the scrub, and they go, oh, it's hit someone. He looks and he goes, oh, no, it's only the old man.
And the old man was then turned around to the guy at the television and said, maybe I'll get a signed glove, which is normally what they do. In the rugby league.
Rugby league.
That's it. Melbourne Storm defeated the Bulldogs. They haven't won one this year, Jim.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure. And I don't think they've even scored. I don't know if I've gone off half cock, but I don't know if they've scored for the year. They put over three tries, Jim, but nine tries to Melbourne Storm. I don't know if you saw Pappenhausen.
Again.
He was 20 metres behind a bloke. He ran past him. Jeez, he's quick and an absolute star. What about our man, Sam Groff, our tennis man?
Yes.
Well done to him. He and his wife have produced twins, Jim.
Yes.
Mason Philip Groff.
Produced.
Yes. Yes.
Produced twins.
And Parker Mitchell Groff.
So well done.
There. Uh-huh. That's a good serve, isn't it?
Oh, no. What about that?
You warned him off the top.
Went straight there, didn't you?
That's a good serve, Jim. Now, some footy things. I don't know if Damo will go with these because he normally does the positives, negatives. Yes. I hope he puts himself in the negatives because I'll tell you what a Debbie Downer he can be on the Sunday footy show. Jeezy, Debbie, come on, Damien. But Taylor Adams will miss a month of footy.
Tay-Tay.
That's a
big loss for Collingwood.
Dersma, who's really been – he's added another string to his bow over there.
Oh, my God.
He's going to be out for a while, Jim.
Yes.
Also,
well, what does a while look like?
We're still waiting for scans.
See, yes.
It takes a while over there in Adelaide.
Scans take a bit longer, do they?
The bloke's got to draw them.
Oh, no.
Zach Butters.
Is this the sort of garbage you went with on the Sunday footy?
No, this is all new stuff.
Right.
Zach Butters could be out for a while too, Jim. Mm-hmm. He limped off.
He did.
Caleb Daniel, CD. Yes. He's out for a week. Just
a week, yes.
It was a double
tackle.
Yeah, double tackle. So I think that's fair enough. And Carlton great Cade Simpson has said that he would love to come back and play.
Oh, no.
He's got itchy feet. He said he's still, buddy. He said, I'm still running. I'm flogging myself. And in the back of my head, I'm like, I think I can play. I'd love to be picked up.
He's not playing anywhere. He's not playing.
He's still fit, Jim.
Remember Gibbo? When he came in and chatted to us about the first time he went down the club?
Yes.
He had, they were giving the Michael Gibbons, and they were giving the tour and all the rest of it. And they got Cade Simpson to come down and be the player that was there when he did the whole tour of everything. And the end of it, it took about an hour, Gibbo reckons. Whoever it was from Carlton's turned to him and said, got any questions? He said, yeah, I got one.
Yeah.
How can this bloke play 17 years of AFL footy and not know where the gym is?
That's true.
He hadn't even played a game yet, little Gibbo. Who's one of my favourites, by the way?
Yes.
I love the way he goes about it.
I don't know about the haircut. What? One of my favourites is Stephen May.
What happened to old Froth?
Well,
your man clubbed him.
He did. No, he didn't. Accidental elbow. But, geez, he was down for a while. We'll ask Damo. We'll get the latest from Damo, who's out there.
Yes.
There he is, old Debbie. We'll be in a minute.
That's Mondays are not good.
No, well, they're never good. But as I say, with Bill...
Yeah, I said but.
They're worse.
This is another level.
No, he's just going.
I think I've been good.
He is just going.
Ring in now. Yep. Let's have a straw poll. Is our number still 133353? Ring in now.
Go to a song and let's get Damo in and straighten this show up a touch.
133353. I want to see it ring.
It's a rush hour. JB and Bill is just going. Triple M. JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Wrapping up the weekend of footy.
Let's talk some footy.
This is the Rush Hour Recovery Session.
Oh, and it was a long weekend of footy too, Purple. What did you enjoy the most as we welcome you?
I reckon Melbourne Footy Club was probably in that conversation, Jim. Well, sorry, definitely in the conversation. And probably when I think about it, may have been the highlight because it was a test and Geelong kept coming at the MCG, but they maintained their unbeaten record. And they did it in a different way to what they had been doing, Bill.
Oh, what's different?
Well, what was different was that their best players are still their best players. They had to do it without Stephen May, who doesn't look too good in that photo he put on Instagram himself last night.
Poor
he's going to miss
Froffies.
A couple of weeks.
Oh, Froffies doesn't look good at all, but only an accident, by the way. No one's thinking Hawk.
No, I certainly don't.
No.
But
he wasn't good, was he?
He wasn't good.
He laid on the ground for about a minute, then finally got to go off. But no, it was a good win by Melbourne, and they controlled the game and won the game, but... Geez, Geelong, I was just thinking, I'd love to have some players back, which they'll get back this week.
They've got lots out, haven't they?
Well,
and
when you look at
players out.
And Parford going out before the game, Dangerfield, Cameron Rowan, Radigalia. Just some of those would be handy.
Radigalia is yet to establish himself, isn't he? And he's been injured for a long time.
But Cameron, it'd be nice to help out Hawk up
you
forward.
You dropped a bombshell this time last week about Cameron. Is there any more updates on him, Bill?
No one's just seen him. I don't know what. I don't know if he's actually come from Sydney. No one has seen him. I don't know if he caught a bus or he's still fishing or whatever. But no one's actually seen him.
Laid eyes on him.
No.
So you won't be playing this week in your eyes?
He won't be playing this month.
What are you trying to say, Bill?
Is he really damaged it again that badly?
I don't know, but honestly, I don't think he'll play this month. What is it, April 12?
Well, hang on.
He won't play till May.
He won't play till round 9.
Mayday. Stephen Mayday.
What's going on?
What? I just haven't seen. I don't know what he's up to. Get in. You're the bloody journalist. You get down there and see where he is.
Is it possible they haven't even recruited him? Is that what you're saying?
I think they gave away three players or picks or whatever and got back nothing.
And the player hasn't actually turned up.
I don't think he's turned up. Can you get a photo? Have you seen a photo of him?
Come to think of it, no.
Train? Have you seen him train or has he been out in the ground? Can you get down there with your photography?
Yeah.
Photography.
And get a photo of him, please. Right,
I'll get Michael Wilson, the best photographer in the game, to find him for us.
Can
in Geelong colours.
I saw him at the pub once. But he might have been just breezing through going to home.
Anyway, back to Melbourne, Jim. They were really good. And I see what Jack Viney's saying now. They want to go all the way. That's been their attitude in the off-season. A lot of people, I think myself and others on this side of the fence included, felt that they were just going to be making up numbers. I'm now convinced they're real deal. How far that takes them, I don't know. How would I know? But I like what they're doing. I love, and he's a bit of a lesser light still, Bill. It's his second season of footy, but Jackson is just is flying because of the presence he's got himself, but just the versatility that it gives the entire team and the benefits that Max Gawn gets out of that that little respite that he gets for three, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, a quarter. It adds up over the course of a game, and it's
impactful. He's good. He competes very hard. You love that from big blokes.
And you know it was good yesterday.
Little Frozzy Pickett. Oh, Bailey Fritsch.
Yeah. He was good, wasn't he?
Yep. Yeah.
He was good yesterday. Good.
No, they're going all right.
No, they're good.
They'll get some forwards back too. Is it Wiedemann?
So both Wiedemann and Brown got through minimal time in the VFL. All reports right now, Jim, as we speak, is that they'll be playing in VFL at least one more week and possibly two more. But they've got the luxury now of working out what they want to do with one or both of those players while they're still winning matches in the AFL.
No, the game wasn't great. I watched a fair bit of Freo Hawthorn. Well done to Freo, by the way. But, it was it was a tough watch.
It was
as tough a watch as the game at Marvel, which I was there for a half of Purple. And,
so you saw a good half?
Kangaroos in Adelaide. And both of those teams are reprehensibly bad.
Are they?
Oh, my God,
Bill.
I've never seen the ball turned over more in half of footy in my life.
North hit the front, Jim, in the
they did.
Or three-quarter time.
And they had a dip, and good on them, and Adelaide won the game, and good on them too. But I'm telling you, those two, the skill level Purple was as bad as I reckon I've ever seen. With the roof shut.
Shut, yeah.
And the conditions perfect. Oh. It was just turnover city.
Where'd you go?
I had to go to a function, but I was only there for a half because I then had to drop my brother and Paul Spargo at the MCG. And then I went home.
So I only watched half, Jim.
That's
it. Of your beloved Kangas.
Well, Bill, I went to the function, which is what I was invited to go to.
And then
I was always dropping them at the G. And then I drove home. Oh, something wrong with that, is there?
Went home, watched The Crown with Lisa.
No, I didn't. No. I watched the back end of your mob get beaten. And then I watched Freo and Hawthorn.
I'll tell you, on the back of that, crowds are disappointing, though, mate.
Yeah, they are. There's a few reasons. I think the main reason, Bill, is the ordeal that it now is to go to the game of footy. For older people. Yeah, and I think for everyone. And even if you get your ticket and you somehow have negotiated and navigated your way through to get it, there's still all these QR codes once you're there. I understand it all, but I think it has had a cumulative effect on crowds.
And not sitting next to someone you've sat next to for 10 years.
That's the biggest problem.
That's a big one, isn't it?
You buy six tickets per transaction as a maximum, and a lot of people go in larger groups than that, and you can't control where your seat is. It's a problem. And look, the industry's aware of it. The clubs are absolutely aware of it. They're trying to change it. But at the moment, they're probably going to have to weather it for another probably fortnight or thereabouts before they can get any meaningful change.
Mind you, the weather didn't help this weekend.
No.
You're not going to the footy. Like MCG yesterday would have been bitterly cold.
Well, Jim, I was in South Yarra just next to the Botanical. They're having lunch and plans of going to the MCG.
And then just didn't.
Got in the old BT50 and just drove back to G-Town.
Did you?
Because you know why?
It's unlike you.
Your condition, they're not going that well, so I've dropped off.
It's 2-2, Bill.
But we are conditioned now because of the hub last year and watching. You buy the nice telly, you got the nice couch, you got a little blankie, and you just go home. And
conditioned.
We are because of the hub.
Well, here's a question for you.
What?
North Melbourne go to GMHBA and take on the Cats this weekend.
I've got a question for you.
Bill, are you getting players back, by the way? Oh, Danger will play.
Yes, Danger. I'll tell you, come back. Gary Rowan.
Yep.
Parfit. He's fit.
Menegola, or did he play?
He played on the weekend. No idea. And I don't know about Radigalia.
Higgins?
Higgins not. And I don't know about Jeremy.
Because the last time North played down there.
Yeah, what happened?
They kicked a goal.
One.
Yeah, it was the lowest score in the club's history.
What's it?
So how's it going to go this weekend?
I kicked about eight, I reckon.
Was that 2-19, was it?
Are you going to go?
Kicked a goal.
Going to watch your team?
Bill. The whole 2 hours of the game, they managed to snaffle just the one major.
Did they?
The last time.
Well, so, that'll be nice.
I don't reckon I'm going to Geelong.
I'm going to go, but I'll be in the pivots behind the glass. Will you?
St Kilda deserves a big rap to what they did. They were in that zone where they needed to make a statement, and they did. They had to do it after getting 33 points behind against West Coast. But what I loved was the build-up to it. Jack Steele, who we'd already known had become a very good leader in a short time at that footy club, what he said publicly last week, Jim, we are going to hold guys to account.
Yeah.
Basically a direct quote. He stood up like never before. Look, he's done it so many times, but he was the first one into the seriousness of the game, Bill. Others came with him. Best on ground for him, a much needed win for the Saints, and it just breathed some life.
The West Coast Eagles, though, they just stopped dead.
They did.
I've never seen anything like it. They were going like winners, and then literally just stopped.
Yeah, well,
it was unbelievable.
33 points up and lose by 20.
But Bill, they didn't look like scoring from that moment on.
That point.
It was ridiculous.
Look, the depth of midfield that the Saints were able to roll through, it certainly had an impact. Jeez. And we know that they're already lacking in that space, the Eagles, don't they? With their captain Chewy and Yo being unavailable, and they also lost before half time their former captain in Hearn. So there are excuses and reasons, but ultimately not good enough. Still don't know what to make of Carlton, Jim. Got a second win in a row, one being against Gold Coast, Fremantle the week
grounded
before.
Grounded out. They really grounded out.
That's the one, Bill.
This time next week. They play Port Adelaide, a sore Port Adelaide, by the way.
Yep.
Yes.
Carlton could nearly win this game.
They worked hard to win that. And winning on the road, I don't care what you say, is hard to do. And they go up there. The condition of night games on the Gold Coast worries me. The ball just turns literally into a bar of soap, and the quality of the spectacle falls away. I'll ask you another question. You're Ben King.
Mm.
It's a factor for him. Is he going to play his whole career up there as a big key forward in those conditions?
Well, I hadn't thought of it in that context, Jim. And it's if you're going to be selfish about your own career, and why wouldn't you be?
Yep.
We already know that St Kilda has made a phone call to him every single week for the two years he's been in the system.
Every other club will do the same. But it's just, Bill, you are the forward.
Yes.
Imagine
you're right.
Every second week having to deal with that.
Mm. You would hate it because you don't mind if it rains a bit or... But when it's slippery, you cannot grab it.
Every time you play.
For a big blow.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just, no good. But you're right. Every time there's a game, it gets slippery. I thought it wasn't a bad win, but a big test for him this week.
All right.
Yeah.
We're in a little break, and then we'll have a look at the other side of things next.
It's the Rush Hour, Triple M. Triple M's Rush Hour, JB and Bill. Damo is in to chat round four. But yesterday, something interesting happened on the Sunday Footy Show.
Hey, have you ever seen a giraffe? I'm going to get one on vision here. They're the most awkward looking things. They've got these big long legs. And they walk through the jungle like
like supermodels.
Supermodels, they do. But then when they've got a drink, their front legs are going to go out. Right? And they've got to bend over. They're the most awkward looking.
We're on, Bill.
We're on.
What's going on with your fat?
Oh, I'm on.
Did you know you're on air or not?
You are on something.
I was sitting next to you. I wasn't sure you knew the red light was on.
What'd you say? Cannabis. Bill,
there's seriously something wrong.
I have to defend you to every single person who ever comes up to
me. I've got to defend
you. Says, what sort of a halfwit is that you work with? And I go, look, he's a decent enough fella, Bill, but he's only just there. And then I hear that. Well, what is that? You start talking about giraffes on a footy show.
2 hours we go for live TV. It's a long, long time.
Is it?
How long did you do that Channel 7 Good Friday appeal for?
Yeah, a long time.
See?
Couldn't get out of there quick enough.
Yeah,
that
but
show,
I wasn't talking about giraffes.
No, but I was because... I don't know where it come from, by the way. There was a
photo in the Herald Sun.
But that's a long time, and you need to break it up.
Do
you? You can't have Lordo go, I think they were good there. They did defensive very good and fine. And then you got Chompers who doesn't know what's going on. Nave's trying to get into his Chompers' chair. Damo's, he's very serious about Stephen May's done his eye. He's out for 6 weeks. So you've got to have
you drop a giraffe in there.
Got a giraffe, exactly. Yeah. And we've spoken about it before, Jim. What do they do?
What the hell?
I've got to defend you, old loosely. How loose were you when you're on the rub on Saturday?
What?
Talking about Adelaide and things like that. Wow, I was embarrassed.
No, that was Duck. It's not, wasn't me.
I think you started it all. Two.
Yeah, that was Wayne. That was Wayne's behaviour. That's not mine.
Before we finish off the positives, GWS needs a worthy mention here. Toby Green. He was always going to be the person who took that game away from Collingwood and was the person who took it away. And I loved how he carried himself.
Tell you they were a chance to beat Collingwood because their record's good against Collingwood?
You did mention the record. You didn't say winning or anything. You just said they got a good record.
I saw your tips and you still tipped Collingwood.
Yeah. Where did you see my tips?
On the Cremorne leaderboard.
You're just a liar now.
And Port Adelaide too, before we get to the negatives.
Good game.
Good game that against good Richmond. Game. As you said before, Bill, they are a bit banged up and as such could be vulnerable point against Carlton.
So going back Carlton now.
Back onto the bads. Collingwood, just don't know where to go and where they need to go now, because it's not a conversation that's necessarily born of the 1-3 start, Jim. This goes back to trade period last year, doesn't it? When they got rid of those players, it played out then, and the question was being addressed then. What happens if they start 1-3, 1-4, which they are now? Mm. We could see it coming, and now they've lost probably their greatest warrior in Taylor Adams for a number of weeks with a knee injury that's not the worst type, but one that's going to take some time to repair. So I'm worried about them, actually. I really am. And I say that because they're yet to work out who they want to have as their president. That's been a two-month period now since Eddie Maguire resigned. They've had an interim arrangement since. I mean, you've sat on a board, Jim. You need someone in that chair to at least direct. Yep. And at the moment, they've got two people sharing an interim role. One of those two, Mark Corder or Peter Murphy, is still, as we speak, favoured to be a person in charge of it. But I think they need to make their minds up pretty quickly.
Speaking of which, what about Melbourne's... Was that a bloodless coup? What happened there?
That he's been there, Glenn Bartlett, for 8 seasons.
Interesting timing.
He is and was up for re-election at the end of this year. He's brought forward that. Kate Roffey will be the... Well, in the off-season, there were some movements off-field. He clearly got wind of that. And I just think he's brought forward the whole timeline on a decision he probably made at the start of the year to not go on beyond this year. So,
As you say, interesting timing. Club going well. I think he actually's done a bloody good job, buddy, because when he took over, they were in all sorts. And he's just been nice and stable, and they've done well off field, and so well done to him, and go and enjoy the footy.
Yeah, and he can now do that, can he?
Back to Collingwood. Their midfield is one pace. Their midfield has been so good over the years. They've just got no one in there, and that's why they've got to throw maybe a DeGoey or someone in there to get a bit of pace, a bit of sharpness. And with this game now, their mark-kick game, and it's a bit like Geelong, to be honest. It just doesn't. So the coaches have got to really work out this week. Mm. Do we change it up a bit? Do we keep going? You know, do we stay the course or do we change it up a bit?
But to your point, Bill, it does go back to the three players they removed from their operations last year: Treloar, Phillips, and Stevenson. They were individually points of difference.
Yes.
To what you're referring to as one pace, and they could use all three right now, one of the all three. I'm slightly concerned about the Brisbane Lions. They go back to the Gabba. They've got a game against Essendon. Obviously, it's going to be billed as the Joe Danaher versus Essendon game. But 1-3 scoreline now, bad loss, I feel, to the Bulldogs in Ballarat. It was probably always going to play out the way it did. But ultimately, they only won one game of the three they had to play in Melbourne, Bill. That was by a kick after the siren, and well done to them for that.
Should have won another one. I reckon they've been all right, Dame. I reckon you're a bit harsh. They went down to Geelong. Always tough to win there. Should have.
But I think there's question marks on Geelong's... I know you have a different view.
But down there, they're hard to beat.
And there's definitely question marks on Collingwood.
Then they beat Collingwood here.
Yep.
And they weren't bad in Ballarat, but they're never going to win that. So I reckon they'll be just happy to
get back. And they've still got 11 games, I think, at the Gabba, because they'll get that one back from the Collingwood game they had to play down here. We touched on West Coast before. North also, Jim. I mean, they're okay for three quarters, but then got blown away by 41 points in the end. And we touched on this before. Gold Coast losing to Carlton on the weekend. You can always make excuses, but they've been in the competition now since 2011. You can always make an excuse. And yet again, in 2021, there's excuses, but at some stage, they just need to start winning.
The worry for them, Purple, is they normally start well and then fall off a cliff.
Yeah.
So they're 1-3, so that's not a great start. And this is normally the time of the year when they really start to battle. So I'm with you. I call that game. I don't see enough sizzle attached to what they do. I think they've got little bits and pieces.
Yep.
I think King's a star in the making, but we've talked about how it's difficult for him in those conditions. But the rest, you know, they're just a bit bland, I reckon. Yep. I don't see enough that's really,
no, I'm with you,
you know, I mean, obviously the Rail going out hurts him.
But ultimately he's played six games of footy.
Yeah.
I know he's going to be a star, but we're still talking about someone who has only played that little amount of footy. He's not going to make the world of difference if he's there. I don't think they're going to win any extra games if he's there this year.
No, maybe not. So, yeah, I'm with you. I think they are reasonable at best.
Yeah. Mm. And Hawthorn too. We touched on them with that game against the Dockers. But I now feel that they're in for a pretty long year. I think some people probably thought they were anyway. But they're not going to win a game they're not expected to win too many times. What they are doing is staying in contests. Games, yeah. But I think that comes at a cost of actually not being able to necessarily win them.
Great interest in how they handled my nephew, actually.
Yeah.
They put an enormous amount of work into Andy and just allowed Fife and Mundy to do what they wanted.
Does Andy give a bit of lip? Because the boys are gone at him, haven't they?
Oh, no, that's a straight tag. It's the second week in a row.
Yeah, I know, gone straight to him.
But that's fine. He's going to have to work out what to do with that. But just the coaching mentality of saying, right, well, we're going to go to him and leave Mundy and Fife.
Yep.
I'm not saying Andrew's not a good young player, but I don't think he's in those two category. I would be much more worried about the influence those two are going to have, and they had great influence.
Well, so who was it against the week before that they also had that role in him?
Carlton. So Ed Curnow the week before and now Warple this week.
Yeah, okay.
And that's right. I'm not talking about that as Andy's. He's got to learn how to handle that. But it's more from a Clarko point of view.
Yep.
You're going to him and leaving those other two who I thought were clearly Freo's best, and they won the game.
Maybe he's better than you, as his uncle is giving him credit for, Jim.
Well, he just needs to get a bit tougher like his uncle and also kick a bit more like his uncle, and then he'd be going fine fat.
No, I know. Nothing like his uncle, because he actually has a go and he's playing seniors, but
and he's not arrogant.
31 kick nine,
31 possessions. Nat Fife,
yes.
See what he kicked.
Yep,
0-6.
Yeah,
come on, Nat. That's been his downfall, hasn't it?
That equates to one goal, Bill.
Yes. Kicking for goal. Yeah, you're right.
But he's kicking for goal. That's so, where he
always been a bit of a concern.
The buses this week?
Too early in the season.
Yeah,
unlike you, you're very. No, I think we
usually leave until around 6 or 7. But we.
Well, you can send. I'll tell you where you can send a bus to. The Cremorne.
Come
on. Yep.
I haven't been there.
Because the owner of that joint, seriously, is just going.
Clarkie.
It's too early in the season.
Clarkie needs a good lift, you're
it's
right.
It's too early in the season for you to be this shit. No, it is.
I've actually been
Bill,
good.
Normally,
who
sort
was best
of
on
August,
ground yesterday
September,
on the Sunday footy show?
You got the 3 votes, Bill.
Oh, they don't.
Yeah, he's very good.
Normally, August, September. What do you got, pink eye?
No, something's gone in it. I think I've got conjunctivitis.
In,
glad I got
in
that.
One eye.
One eye.
So, is it the last 2 Saturdays you haven't partaken in a froth?
Now, how good have I been? Hey, by the way, our quiz, our man that tipped us race 6 at Taree number
got
4
up.
Saluted.
$4.60 or something. Yeah. Paid.
I was sitting there and I watched it live and had a little shilling on it.
Yeah. So, Fat, just as we finish,
sink eye.
It's normally sink eye.
No,
it's normally late August, September, you're going this bad.
I'm going to have a chat to Dan because I started, I reckon, in January 1.
So that's the problem.
I've been going a long time, Jim. I've been going a long time. And I have to put up with those other flogs.
Who?
Daisy and Joey Montagna and Nick. Oh, Rui. Have we seen Rui, by the way? He was a big signing. I'm signed.
Well, he's on a show tomorrow.
I don't reckon he's been in bloody South Melbourne. I've signed him for a month.
Is he like Jeremy Cameron? Is he the radio Jeremy Cameron?
Damo, can you get a photo of Jeremy Cameron at Geelong somewhere?
And Nick Revol at Triple M.
And Nick Revol at Triple M.
Very nice, Purple. Good seeing you.
That was the Rush Hour Recovery Session.
Bill's joke is still to come to wrap up a pretty loose show. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M. James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. Listen anytime, anywhere on the Listener app. On tomorrow's show, Nick Riewoldt's going to pop by to talk about Ride for Maddie and the Maddie's match as well, JB.
Oh, very, very nice. Like that, of course. Anytime Rui wanders in, is a good time. Now, Bill.
Yes.
Well, anything before we get to
we have, Jim. We've got Thursday night. I'm actually going down to Port Melbourne, the Borough. And we've got a very good charity event happening there. It's called NF, Jim. It's called Neurofit Rheumatosis. I think I've got it. It's known as NF. And it's about stopping tumours, blindness, chronic pain, cancer, epilepsy, and autism, okay? So it's all...
I've never heard of it.
No, either right, to be honest. Yep. This lovely lady got hold of me. And then, of course, so did Anthony Stevens, who's
the
down
star.
At Geelong. Yep. So he's going to be there. Dermot Brereton, Damien Munkhurst, Stephen Milne, Ben Johnson, Tony Liberatore, Peter Dacos, Gary Ayres, Jim Buckley, David Rhys-Jones, Simon Madden, Dane Swan, Brendan Favola.
That's the who's who.
And hosted by Tony Shaw, if you don't mind.
Bloody hell.
4 o'clock this Thursday coming down.
Well, how do people get involved, Fat?
No, you just come along.
Oh, okay.
It's free. Free family event. We're trying to raise some money for NF. Of course, and you can buy raffle tickets. And then also all us players, we've got to kick a ball and hit a target.
Right.
And we're kicking for a group or a business or something like that. So,
so is there a website or something people can get involved in?
Yes, there is. It's called Flicker of Hope Foundation, okay? Right. Flicker of Hope Foundation, if you got on there and had a look. But it's this Thursday down at Port Melbourne Footy Ground at 4 p.m. And it's free.
Well done. Mm. Man, geez, there's some big names getting behind
huge.
That. Bloody hell.
Wow. No,
they are. That's the Hall of Fame.
Who's the best player there?
Oh, crikey.
Dermot would say Dermot.
Well, himself, of course.
Lib is a Brownlow.
Yes. No, that's
Dipper.
That's some unbelievable players attached to that list. Mm. All right. Now, not a bad show. Monday's always it you at your worst.
Yeah.
But... This might just finish us off.
Yes.
The joke.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
Just a bit of a fun...
Fun one.
Fun fact.
Yeah, oh, no. Oh, fact.
Don't go on.
So not even a joke.
It's a fun fact, Jim, and with a bit of a joke thrown in.
Right.
So you get a bit of a fun fact joke. Did you know...
I don't know what's going on.
Did you know, Jim, that in the Canary Islands... There are no canaries.
I didn't know that.
Did you also know that in the Virgin Islands, there's also no canaries? See what I did there?
No, I see what you did.
A pause?
Yeah.
And then bang, and you would think I was going to say
something else.
Yeah.
But not really that funny, though.
No, not bad. It'll be used.
Not bad.
It'll be used. Write that one down. But good show. Well done, Bill. You've been good, Jim.
True fact.
A true fact. There's Brian. Hello, Brian.
Oh, come on, Bill.
Been good again.
It's
today.
Too hard, this is.
It is.
It's becoming too hard.
Debbie Downer was in today.
Oh, no.
Oh, what a pity.
Never call again. Come on,
sure?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
What a waste of energy.
Oh, shut up.